New York City, connected with the world. Here's Tom Sullivan.
Well, here we are, and welcome to the Big Radio Show. Happy Tuesday to you on this Tuesday, the 16th of October, 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan. We were just checking on this. John James, who appears to be a very classic guy that you want running for office, but he's way behind Debbie Stabenow in Michigan. RealClear Politics has Debbie Stabenow up by 16 points. And then when you look at what's wrong with John James, there's I don't know if this is it or whether he just has, like the last caller said, he has an R after his name, Brian in Holland, Michigan. But the problem, you think my computer will freeze up at the wrong exact moment. Thank you very much. The problem is that John James has a TV ad, the first one that he put out, and it says has a swastika in it. And you go, what? Until you go and you look and you find out that the footage, this is the classic campaign ad, John James walking across the street in somewhere in Michigan, and he walks into a school, and in the school hallway, there's a bulletin board full of papers, which we all can relate to. One of which, of these papers on this bulletin board in this school hallway, one appears to be printed with a swastika symbol. And so you go, did somebody sabotage his campaign? Or was it just that the campaign video was done by a bunch of amateurs and they really don't know how to scour every little thing in a campaign video? So that made headlines in Michigan. Donald Trump sent out a tweet, "Wow, John James making headway in Michigan. We're bringing jobs back to the state. People of Michigan appreciate it. Debbie Stabenow has been no help. If anything, a major hindrance. John James is a star. I hope the voters see it. Polls are tightening." Yeah, well, here we are 3 weeks out, and he's got a lot more tightening to do because he's 16 points behind in the RealClear Politics. But you go, wait a minute, how did a swastika get on a piece of paper on a hallway school, a bulletin board in a school? I don't know. Did somebody sabotage his campaign, or it was, like I said, just people that don't know what they're doing shooting political videos? All right. Speaking of people not knowing what they're doing, I saw this last night, and I came out, this announcement came out from Health and Human Services. And this is all about, which is another thing about which I'm still scratching my head on. I thought I heard and read weeks ago that the big, big, big issue that the Democrats were going to roll out for the midterm elections was going to be health care. And that everybody's always been unhappy with health care. They were unhappy with their insurance, their health care insurance prior to Obamacare. Obamacare just made a whole different group of people unhappy with their insurance, and it's just gotten worse. And the Republicans blew it. They could not get that thing across the line. They said they wanted to, you vote for us, we will repeal and replace Obamacare, and they did not. So they tried, but they came up short. So then they went on to their tax bill, and I'm not so sure if the tax bill is all that much of a big deal to a lot of voters. It is to a lot of businesses, which leads to jobs. But back to health care. Where's this health care story? I haven't seen diddly squat about it. It was supposed to be the big, big, big issue the Democrats were going to lead with. And they certainly have some ammo there to say, see, the Republicans can't lead. It's great for the Democrats. But I haven't really seen anything. So yesterday, the federal government said they've got a new policy. And Alex Azar, who is the Secretary of Health and Human Services, unveiled a proposal that would apply to all brand name drugs covered by Medicare and Medicaid programs, which is most medicines. So he was on with Brett Baer last night, and he explained the proposal to put the price into ads for drugs.
So what the president is proposing is that drug companies would have to put the list price of their drugs in their TV ads. So that way people know how much a drug costs when they go to see their doctor, whether it's a $50 drug or a $5,000 drug. They can factor that into the discussion they're going to have with their doctors. The president said in May he wanted to bring this kind of transparency and accountability to the drug industry so that he could bring drug prices down. He's delivering on that today.
Yeah. What? That's what? They're going to put the list price of a prescription on the ad? Seriously? May I ask you, does anybody pay the list price for any pharmaceutical product? Now, this is the part. Alex Azar was a big executive in the pharmaceutical industry. So he knows this business. He knows it inside and out. And the president has promised to bring drug prices down. But listing prices in TV commercials. So you see the TV commercial. They're there and they say, do you have, I don't know, fungus of the eyeball? Well, if you do, this drug will see these happy people here. They're taking this drug and everything is great. Now, let me take the next 60 seconds to tell you about the fact that you might go blind, you might lose your legs, you might die, but this drug is for you. So while the announcer is saying all that stuff, they're going to put somewhere on that ad, probably in that little tiny print down at the bottom, they're going to put, this drug costs you, the list price, no, not cost you, the list price for this drug is X many dollars. Now, it wasn't that long ago where drug companies, pharmaceutical companies, were not allowed to advertise their products. Well, for a good reason, is because the only people that can sell that product are licensed doctors, medical doctors. And so since you're not a licensed doctor, I've talked to doctors who have done this show before. People call in from the medical profession, and they say, we're under pressure. I go, why do you prescribe these things? Well, the people come in and they say, look, I think I have this problem. I saw it on TV. And doc, this is the solution. This drug right here, I wrote the name down. Can you give me some? Now, if you are a reasonable doctor, if you got through medical school, why do you allow these people to push you around? Ask them, when did you go to medical school? How do you know this drug is for you? And also, every drug has side effects, but really, you want me to prescribe this to you? Yes, I saw it on television. So when they started advertising pharmaceutical products on television, the drug sales skyrocketed. So it works. Advertising works. And so people would go to their doctor, tell the doctor, I've got this problem, and here's the solution. I wrote the name down. Give me some. So I have doctors call a program, and they've said, we get graded. They're in medical groups now. And you have to be in a medical group because of insurance. If you're not in a group that contracts with an insurance company, then the insurance company will not pay your bills for your patients. So you'll lose the patients. They will go to other doctors who are part of a group that contracts with an insurance company. But part of that contracting is, if you go in and see the doctor, they'll charge you $100 for an office visit. But if you go in and see a doctor in your medical, in a medical group that's contracted with your insurance company, they've already agreed in advance that the doctor will not charge more than $25 to the insurance company. It'll say $100. You'll see the bill says $100, but the insurance company will pay the doctor $25 and you don't have to pay a thing. It's the same with medicine. It's the same with hospitals. They have, insurance companies have contracted with groups of doctors, with hospitals, and with pharmaceutical companies, with drugstores, and with the drug companies, that if we're going to buy your prescription for you, this is what we're going to pay. You're not going to see what we pay, but it is a lot less than what you would pay if you just walked in and started peeling out some money. So the fact that Alex Azar says that the proposal is to put prices into ads, the list price of a pharmaceutical drug in the ad, do you think that will slow down anybody or anything? Do you think anybody that says, oh, doc, I got to get this, they know that they don't have to pay the bill. They know that the insurance, is there's no place else in the world where somebody else pays your bill. When you go, I always use the grocery store. When you go to the grocery store, you don't have grocery insurance where you can buy $200 worth of groceries, which means you can go and buy as much as you want on any shelf. Load the cart up to the ceiling. And don't worry, your grocery insurance company will pay the bill. No place else do we have the situation we have with prescription drugs or with doctors or with hospitals. So this idea that they're going to put the prices into ads, the list price, do you think it will have any impact? Will it make somebody, will Gladys go, oh, wow, that's pretty expensive. I guess I'm not going to go to the doctor and ask him to give me a bottle of this stuff. Will it work? Phone number is 855-295-6600. 855-295-6600. We'll be right back.
Unpredictable. Unprecedented. Undeniable. Tom Sullivan.
All right, so they want to put prices, list prices of pharmaceuticals on the ad. One more from Alex Azar, and then we'll get to the phones. He says this is an important step to help reduce those drug prices.
This will be in print. It'll say right there in print, this is the list price of this drug, what the monthly cost of this therapy or the course of therapy will cost, right there. The purpose is competition. The purpose is the patient in the driver's seat, knowledgeable with critical information. Where else in our world do we go in and try to make a purchasing decision and we don't know the price of the product? We're bringing that transparency so you know it. And pharma doesn't want you to have this information. They've fought us. And President Trump is moving forward with this anyways because he believes the patient ought to be at the center and have this information and drug prices ought to come down.
Well, drug prices ought to come down. That's great. But that is the most big, that's the biggest BS answer. And he must think that we are stupid, that he is going to have the price of what this will cost you, the list price. But you don't know exactly what his point is. You don't know what you're going to pay. And if you have insurance, it's triple you don't know what you're going to pay. 855-295-6600. Gary in Michigan. Hello, Gary.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I had to get a prescription a couple of months ago, and the doctor sent it in. I went into one of the supermarkets.
Yep.
And it was just an antacid for reflex. Well, anyway, it was $74, and the pharmacist says, does that sound good to you? And I thought, well, not really. So I paid the $74, and
Now, wait a minute. You've got insurance, right? So
nope. No.
Well,
no,
you don't.
Medicare. No. So I paid the 74, and a friend of mine come over, and he says, hey, did you check out GoodRx.com? And I says, oh, I seen their ads on TV. I'm not plugging them. Well, my wife got on her cell phone, and you look up prices, and it said $16. And well, I thought, I'll go down and get a $16 discount. I went down to the pharmacy, and they checked it out, and they says, oh, that medicine is only $16. I got $56 back. I couldn't believe it. That's because the pharmacist cannot tell you, here in the state of Michigan anyway, what that drug will actually cost. And what I found out was they don't get a big percentage of that extra money. The drug companies do. And then if the drug companies find out they're doing that, they cut them off. They say, hey, you're not going to sell any more of this drug.
Yeah, so, there is. There's a middleman. There's a middleman in this in that pharmacy business, or between the pharmacy and the pharmaceutical company, called the benefit manager, and they're the ones who basically dink around with the prices on that. What was the site your wife looked up? What was it?
It was called GoodRx.com. And you can go into Walmart or Myers or Walgreens, and you can check all their prices. Well, that pharmacy, he kind of hinted to me, is this too much? And if I'd have says, I think it's way too much, then he could have said, probably, I can get it for you cheaper. But he cannot tell you that you can get that medicine for $16 instead of $74.
I
was amazed. I was amazed.
You know, I'm so glad you called with this, because I thought I saw a story recently, within the last month, that was some state somewhere was going to require that pharmacist fully disclose, here's this drug, you can get it for this price or this price or this price, that they have to tell you all the prices.
Right.
So I just looked up this GoodRx. Who runs this thing? Who is who's behind this?
I don't know. I heard it maybe was out of Canada, but I'm not sure who runs it. But I tell you what, it works. And I didn't have a clue about this. And I had seen their ads on TV, and I just dismissed it until a friend of mine come over, and they says, we never pay, and he's got insurance. And he says, we never pay full drug prices. And he says, if they charge us full, I sit there and I get on my computer and I show them. All you got to do is go on your computer and show them the price of that drug. And and then it goes into their computer. Now, I can go back down and get that. The other day, I renewed my prescription, and it was in their computer for $16. So they wouldn't say, hey, we're going to charge you $74, and then I got to go through this again. But I'm in their computer now, and I can go down and get this medicine for $16.
Wow.
It's amazing. Yeah. As far as them listing drug prices, these companies can list the top most expensive prices they want to on this.
Yeah, because it's not what people pay anyway. Gary, thank you very much.
First Amendment 101. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
Yes, you are. And what Andy tells me is that this GoodRx, and by the way, yes, there is an app for that. GoodRx, it's a Santa Monica, California-based startup, was founded in 2011 by former Facebook executives Doug Hirsch and Scott Marlett. So, good for them. Disruptors out there in the world. I just don't know if this is going to make any difference or not, because you and I know that we don't pay list price. I don't know, maybe some of you do, but I don't know anybody that pays list price for their pharmaceuticals. Let's talk to Chris in Reno, Nevada. Hi, Chris. Thanks for waiting. Welcome.
Hey, Tom, how's it going today?
Going good. What's going on?
Hey, so I agree with your previous caller. It starts a conversation, is what it does. I mean, if I see a commercial for a new drug that's going to be $5,000, and I've got a doctor who is saying, hey, you really need to have this, I'm going to go to my insurance company and be like, all right, so how much of this $5,000 do I have to pay?
Yeah.
Not only that, but what a lot of people don't realize is even though a doctor prescribes X drug, you can go get a generic that's cheaper than that. And so if you're if you don't see what you pay from the insurance company, but if you see on TV that X drug that you're being prescribed is $400, but you can go and say, I don't have $400. What's the generic? You go talk to the pharmacist. The pharmacist is like, X is the generic, and it will only cost you $20.
Yeah, I wonder.
I wonder if the
bottleneck on this is the pharmacist. I mean, that's who you kind of count on. I mean, your doctor and your pharmacist, you go to the pharmacy and you kind of hope that they are there to help you.
My wife and I, we have a pretty good pharmacist that, you know, my wife needed a prescription and it was way too much. It was like $180, and the pharmacist is like, hold on. So pharmacist gone for like 15 minutes, comes back, goes, hey, I got you a coupon from the drug manufacturer, so your prescription is going to be free.
There are some good pharmacists out there, but
that coupon was only good for basically it was a trial coupon.
Yeah, I've seen those where they try and, well, it's the old joke about the drug dealer, the first one's free. But the other part about it, though, is true, is that if there is there's a lot of insurance companies that do advertise that if you don't have a lot of money, they'll help you out as well. So they have to do a certain amount of do-good work out there and be able to document it. But this one website, I don't know anything about this before. It's GoodRx. Says they often beat insurance copay. So even if you have insurance, you can ask them for, well, what about the real price on this thing? It might be cheaper than the copay. They may say to you, you owe $20 for the copay, and the pharmacist can sell it to you for $10 instead. So
right.
It
starts a conversation. That's what it does. So conversation with your doctor, conversation with the pharmacist.
Yep.
So, and if the drug companies start realizing, hey, so now our clients who are now the people who buy our drugs are no longer able not to see our prices, now we're going to have to start bringing our prices down because they're asking for generics or they're asking for another manufacturer that makes a drug similar to what we have and does at a cheaper price.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one way that I can see this bringing down drug prices.
I guess, if they put up something that said this is $11,000 per pill, you might double think that before you run off to your doctor. Because these doctors call and they say these patients come running in and demand these drugs. I think it's wrong on the doctor's part. I said, what did you go to medical school for? But they're graded on patient happiness with them, or they can get kicked out of this contracting group of doctors, and if they get kicked out of there, they're out of business. So
like I said, it's education. I work in IT, and the one thing that my boss always says is it's our job as IT people to educate our clients on what they need and what they don't need. Because we'll get clients that call us up and go, hey, so I just heard about this brand new program. No, you don't need that. And then we explain the reason why.
But it's
all about education.
If you're doing that, why doesn't a medical doctor do that? Say, no, no, no. I presume a lot of them do. Tell Mildred, just settle down. This drug isn't for you. But I guess the system is rigged against us on some of these things. It just is. Hey, Chris, thank you. I do appreciate your call, and you're right. It starts the conversation if you see a drug price on there. Let's talk to Sandra in California. Hi, Sandra. Oops,
hi,
wait a minute. There you are. Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. What's going on?
Oh, well, I was just listening to your show and talking about the drug transparency pricing, and yep. one of my thoughts to share was that even if the pharmacy or the doctor wanted to share that with you, with the way the system is set up right now, I work with health plans, they really can't because they all have a different contract with Anthem and with Aetna
yep.
and with every other insurer that they can think of.
Yep.
And even their contract with Anthem will have different subcontracts for different employers, and then the pricing of drugs changes every day like the stock market. So it's there's so
does
many
it
subcontracts.
Really?
And
does it does. Really? Wow.
It does. Go to GoodRx today and then next month and look up the same drug. I guarantee it'll be a different price.
Why? What's the pricing mechanism?
Well, there's several parts to the pricing. First of all, there's the discount, which is negotiated ahead of time, and
right.
there's the rebate, which only the insurance company gets to keep, not the employee on the back end. And so there's just a lot of wheeling and dealing going on behind the scenes and no transparency. So I would support any kind of law that came up that required more price transparency. And
yeah, but,
with the system the way it is right now, it's pretty tough to even do that, though.
I was going to say they would have to fill up the whole screen with all the different prices. I didn't know they changed like the stock market. Gosh, now, I presume that a pill for a particular drug, so like you said, it depends upon if your insurance company is A versus Z. The price contract that they have for that drug is going to be different between the two insurance companies. What about between drugstores? Because
yes, varies.
You go to CVS, the price is different than Walgreens?
Absolutely. Costco's cheapest a lot of times, by the way. But not
really?
Always. And you don't have to be a Costco member to use their pharmacy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What? What?
The only way to solve the transparency is with a lot of data, and that's why a lot of these Silicon Valley startup companies, which is how GoodRx started, there's also Castlight, there's several different price transparency companies, and all they do is load after the fact claims data, at least Castlight does, into this giant database so that you could look up pricing. But because it changes so quickly, it's really difficult, and because it changes per contract, it's really difficult. But some kind of data storage warehouse lookup type of thing is needed in the current system if that's what we stick with.
Well, I do like it. It is technology that is helping us. It is disruptive. It does disrupt the rigged system where you and I have no way of figuring it out, where even if they're doing after the fact claims information, that's a lot of information that you and I would not have otherwise. So what's the other one? Gaslight?
GoodRx can still help people in two ways. They can tell you if Costco versus CVS is going to be cheaper for the drug they're taking, and it varies by drug. They might be different for one drug than another. And it can also tell you this drug that I'm thinking about versus this other drug that I'm thinking about if there's a major difference in the price between the two. So it can still show you the spread between pharmacies and between drugs.
I like it. Sandra, thank you. I got to run, but I appreciate your call. You sound very informed. We'll be right back, folks.
Tom Sullivan.
Oh, my. I don't know if any of this is going to help. Here's a couple more. Here's Alex Azar, again, the Health and Human Services Secretary. Former pharmaceutical guy, so he knows, but he's also doing the political spin. I don't know if this is going to. It's better than nothing. I'll give you that. But he says the Democrats' proposals, those Democrats, their proposal for health care is unrealistic.
Well, I can't talk about the election, but what I can talk about is what we're doing to help make health care more affordable for the American people. And President Trump has been committed to making health care more affordable and bring more choice, more transparent, keep the patient in the driver's seat. People who are promising Medicare for all, that's one of the big ideas now people keep talking about. Medicare for all is Medicare for none. These are the same people who brought you Obamacare, but this time they're not even making the promise that you can keep your health plan or you can keep your doctor, because they know that's not the case. The 178 million of us who've got employer insurance, that would go away under some of these proposals. Your doctor, you wouldn't get to keep your doctor because your doctor would flee these Medicare lower rates, and we'd have a two-tier system of health care where they move into a cash system outside of this Medicare. So America's seniors would lose their doctors. They could lose their hospitals. They could lose the care they've got.
Look, we've got a bunch of government clowns trying to... They got health care into a kite string knot, and they're all trying to pretend that they're going to be the ones that will fix it. I don't trust any of these people. This guy, Alex Azar, he was the president of Eli Lilly, and he was also on the board of Biotech Innovative Organization. So he's... he knows the business, which is good, but he's trying to put the political spin on there. Of course they're trying to get the prices down. It makes them more popular if they can do that, but they don't seem to be able to do it. Let's talk to Lisa in California. Hi, Lisa. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Doing
can you
fine.
Hear me okay?
I don't, yes. A
okay.
Little muffled, but.
Okay, let me put you off speaker.
Yeah, it's been, okay, I knew something
was
haywire.
First time caller, but long
there
time
we go. Perfect. That's much better. Yes.
You can hear me. Good. Okay. I am calling because our situation is probably a little bit different, a little bit unique. We have four children that have a rare and orphan disease. And so our drugs are actually $150 a pill. They have to take six pills a day for the rest of their lives. It keeps them alive. And they have some other drugs. They're not as good. They,
so what's this add up to? 100, 150 a pill, six
per year,
pills?
Per year, one child is about $328,000. We don't pay that, but that's what this drug company, they have us by, you know, they have us.
What do you pay?
Because
what do you pay, may I ask?
We pay, well, our insurance has since changed, and it's interesting. We used to pay it all up front. Let's see. Last year, in January, we hit our copay. I think it was $4,000 in January.
Okay, so
we hit it right away in January.
Okay, huh? So $4,000 versus $320,000. Which is, you're making my point, which is the price that they charge means nothing.
Nothing.
You don't pay
it
that.
Absolutely means nothing. And Tom, about 20 years ago, this same pill was $1.50 a pill.
Well, you said the wrong word right away when you said that your children have a rare illness.
Yes.
One
exactly.
Man, when you say rare, that I just go, they're looking at dollar signs. Have you priced this drug elsewhere? Have you shopped it around?
Yep. Yes. It's one company that produces it. And there's another company that's coming out with a one that's similar, and it's basically the same price. So, I mean, from my perspective, I mean, I know it's 1 in 40,000 people have this disease, okay? But because ours is genetic, we won the unlucky lottery.
Well, that's still a lot of people. 1 in 40,000.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Well, that's
1 in 40,000.
There's 300 million of us here, so that's a lot of people.
And some people can't afford this because they don't know backdoor, they don't have insurance or they don't have the backdoor stuff. I heard some of your other callers talking about, you know, they will do price reductions if you get to the right people and you talk to the right people and
stuff like that.
But it's all a big racket. And so, I mean, the advertising thing, I came in a little bit late to what you guys were talking about, or I know it was the advertising of the prices, but in my mind, you know, because we don't have the competition, right? There's no competitive edge for these drug companies because there's no reason for them to be making a lot of it. So for us, if it can shine a light, like the previous caller, Chris, was talking about, you know, starting a conversation, shining a light on these drug companies that have not been able to hide what they're doing, and it's criminal. It's criminal.
There has been a lot of that, and I don't think it's made any difference. That's the problem. They know that if there's not a big customer base for it, they can charge a whole bunch of money for it. And then you get into the government's also involved in this, too, because you talk to anybody in the pharmaceutical business, it takes roughly $1 billion to get a drug from research to market. A billion. Now, who's going to put up $1 billion unless you can get it back? And you can't get it back unless, if there's not that many customers out there, unless you charge a big price. But you're not paying that big price. The insurance company isn't paying that big price. Thank God they have at least a drug out there for your kids. But I got to hit my comment line, Ben. But Lisa, thank you. Yeah, I think we've shined lights on this. Everybody knows that you can go to Canada and get the same thing for a lot less. I don't see the answer to this. I really don't. And people are hurting because of it. All right. The market today, we really have had a very good market today. The market took off right out of the gate this morning. Lots of good earnings. The earnings season is underway for the next couple of weeks. And there were some big positive earnings today. So the market up 547 points, the Dow at 25,798. Remember the loss we had last week? It's gone. It's completely been erased. The S&P up 59, the NASDAQ up 214. The price of oil today, $72, and gold down to $1,228. On the comment line, this caller... I'm a little worried here. This caller has a proposal for Michael Avenatti.
This is the perfect candidate for the Democrats in 2020. In fact, I think Gloria Allred should be his VP.
That'd be great. Avenatti and Allred. I can see the signs now. Oh, man. I think a headache's coming on. I need a pill. Wait a minute. They're too expensive. I'll see you tomorrow. Okay?